USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats striking an optimistic tone after meeting with President Trump regarding infrastructure.
And it was a very constructive meeting. It's clear that both the White House and all of us want to get something done on infrastructure in a big and bold way. And there was goodwill in this meeting, and that was different than some of the other meetings that we've had, which is a very good thing.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. fully supports the people of Venezuela in their quest for freedom. In a tweet today, Pompeo says he supports opposition leader Juan Guaido and urges the Venezuelan people and military to oust President Nicolas Maduro. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott also says,
We have got to do everything we can, whether it's we got to use our military to get humanitarian aid in, but today just, you know, I pray to God that Juan Guaido is the interim leader, or is the leader at the end of the day, and Maduro is living someplace else.
This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
President Trump and his family have filed a lawsuit against Deutsche Bank and Capital One to keep the banks from complying with congressional subpoenas for his business and personal records. Eric Trump, the president's son and executive vice president of the Trump Organization, tells Fox News the subpoenas have no legislative value.
They don't actually want to do their job. They don't want to fix health care. They don't want to fix immigration. They don't want to fix anything else. They just want to subpoena everybody that has, you know, ever met Trump.
People across the nation are continuing to pay their condolences to a senator who passed away on Sunday. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tributes are pouring in for the former Indiana U.S. Senator Richard Lugar, who passed away on Sunday at 87. Indiana's Governor Eric Holcomb sharing some of his thoughts as he laid a wreath in Lugar's honor at a ceremony in Indianapolis.
You'd be hard-pressed to say that there was any greater political leader in Indiana history.
Lugar spent 36 years in the Senate.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Lady Bears get Whoppers and Big Macs at the White House. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The Baylor Lady Bears paid a visit to President Trump at the White House Monday to commemorate last month's national championship.
Coach said, with tears streaming down her face on national television, God is good. He has blessed these great kids. Nice, right, Mike? Very nice. That victory was the culmination of an incredible year. The Lady Bears had a stunning 37-1 season. Wow.
It's the first women's team to visit Trump's White House. The Lady Bears, who beat Notre Dame 82-81 earlier this month, were served fast food from Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King in the state dining room, the same spread that other sports teams were served during their visits to the Trump White House. The team gave Trump a signed basketball, a national championship hat, and a Baylor basketball jersey emblazoned with number one.
A new survey revealed 6 million parents have at least one child under 18 with their own credit card. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The survey conducted by CreditCards.com found 21% of the parents questioned said their youngster used the plastic at least once without their permission. Despite that finding, Ted Rossman, an industry analyst with CreditCards.com, said he supports children having their own credit card.
We know that far too many people are left out of the credit system. FICO actually says 53 million Americans don't have enough data in their credit files to even generate a FICO score.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.